Well, the Eagles are hot. Winners of four consecutive games, 7-5, playing playoff games in December. I'm Dave Spadaro, joined by former Eagles Pro Bowl and All-Pro wide receiver Mike Quick, now, of course, part of the Eagles Radio Network with Merrill Reese. And I consider these playoff games, Mike. How do you feel about that?
You know what? It's so nice in December that these games are you know, so interesting and they count so much. That is really – that's what December is all about. And to me, it gets down to great game planning, great execution. But in December, when you've got meaningful games, they set up the, you know, playoff run. That's a beautiful thing.
How does it impact players? How do players who, for the most part in this locker room, have not been through this meaningful period of time? How do they react?
Well, you know, they've got enough guys around them that have been, that are stroking them and just trying to make sure that they understand that this is an important time, that everything that you do right now is crucial. Every play, every snap, it could be the snap to determine the ball game.
Mike, tell me about your feelings on how Chip Kelly has progressed, putting the program together, and then on game day through the season.
Dave, I thought the game plan on Sunday was as well organized game plan as any all year long. And really, it's the coach and his staff evolving, understanding who they have, what they are, and making sure that they attack weaknesses on the other side. And I thought on Sunday they did a fantastic job in doing that. You know, attacking the safeties and the linebackers, because realizing that was the weakness of the Cardinals defense. And then on the other side, limiting the production of Larry Fitzgerald, I thought was huge. The Cardinals moved the ball some, but they didn't give up a lot of points. Again, giving up only 21 points defensively, and it really goes back to the game plan and making sure that you take away the keys, the weaknesses of the other side.
So let's look at Detroit. Detroit, similar thing. Big, strong, physical, outstanding wide receiver.
Yeah.
They do have Reggie Bush, who makes a big difference out of the backfield. So Bill Davis has a couple of things he's got to think about.
Well, this is a real dynamic offense. They do a lot of things well. They've got two great receivers on the outside. They've got Reggie Bush. They've got a changeup back in Joyke Bell, who was an Eagle at one time.
Yep.
Very good between the tackles he is. And then, you know, when you're taken away or you're trying to put too many guys on their wide receivers, then, of course, they're going to throw the ball to Reggie Bush. Mm-hmm. And when you get him in space, you've got a problem. So this is a very, very strong test for Billy Davis and his defense, putting together the game plan, and then having his guys go out and execute a game plan against one of the better offenses in the National Football League.
How do you look at the Eagles' playoff chances? Do you do that at all? Are you just kind of keeping focused one game at a time? Or are you like everybody else out there who's projecting wins and losses, Eagles, Cowboys?
Well, listen, when you're at seven games at this point, I kind of expect that they're going to win most of the games at the end of the schedule and get into the playoffs. So, yeah, I look ahead, and I expect this team to, against the Dallas Cowboys in the final game of the season, I think that'll be the determiner. I don't know if there are going to be two teams from the NFC East, and I don't think there will be. So I think that's going to be the game to determine whether or not this team goes into the playoffs.
You've been around this team as a player, as an analyst, part of the family for many, many years here, Mike. So when you look at Chip year one and the foundation and the program being built, how much does this mean big picture when we look 3, 4, 5 years down the line?
You know, I think he's done a fantastic job with this team. I think his entire program, when you talk about the whole scientific approach that he's bought, you know, you talk to a lot of these players, they're feeling better now at this point in the season than they have at any time during their career. Those veteran guys who've been through it, they understand that what they're doing here is going to help them and make them fresher at this point in the season. And, you know, Dave, it's all about making sure that you're at peak performance on Sunday.
Yeah.
And that's what this whole approach is. I really like what they're doing. Not just the X's and O's, and I really think that X's and O's, I think he's one of the brightest minds that we have in the game right now. But away from the X's and O's, just making sure that these guys understand what it takes to be at peak performance come Sunday. That's very important.
Well, I know you are going to be at peak performance on Sunday. Merrill's already memorized the roster, and he's got his voice inflections going.
We're gearing up.
Maybe in his bathtub as we speak right now, getting ready for the game. Mike Quick, we thank you for joining us
Absolutely.
Here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.